This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dow Chemical has been around since the 1890s. It's one of the great American industrial icons. And after more than 100 years, the biggest chemical maker in the country is considering dropping the word chemical from its name. It's not, at least on the face of it, a marketing ploy or a cheap rebranding scheme. Dow is literally selling off its commodity chemicals business. Marketplace's David Weinberg explains why Dow is abandoning the products that made it a household name.
In the early years of Dow, the company made its money selling two products, bleach and potassium bromide, an over-the-counter sedative. And with both products, foreign companies tried to undercut Dow's sales. When German bromide producers flooded the U.S. with cheap bromide, Dow bought it and then sold it back to the competitors of those same German companies. It was a brilliant strategy that kept Dow alive and taught it a valuable lesson. Diversify.
Have you tried Saran Wrap? It really is amazing.
Get Saran Wrap at your grocer's. Saran Wrap is a product of the Dow Chemical Company.
In 1953, Dow created a consumer products division that would give birth to a string of wildly popular products like Saran Wrap, the Ziploc bag, and a whole range of plastics that it sold to manufacturers.
And suddenly the world was very alive to the possibility of replacing natural materials with synthetically produced materials, and plastics was a big part of that.
Ashish Arora wrote a paper on the history of the chemical industry. He says that because Dow could produce chemicals cheaply, it had an advantage over competitors. But as technology spread, foreign companies were able to produce those chemicals for much less.
The significant advantage that companies like Dow had in producing those chemicals diminishes to the point where it's deemed no longer advantageous for the company to be in those businesses.
Dow plans to exit the chlorine business altogether, the foundation of its original product. Instead, Dow wants to develop products with higher profit margins, like agricultural seeds, electronics, and packaging made from, you guessed it, plastics.
As far as standard plastics, Dow is actually making major investments in those in the U.S. Gulf Coast because of all the shale gas development that's going on.
Frank Esposito is a senior reporter at Plastics News. He says 5 years ago, no one thought companies would be investing in plastic manufacturing here in the U.S. But with the abundance of shale gas, there's an unexpected source of raw materials needed to make plastics. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.